University, I saw an African student coming out of the university door. I said, "Hey, brother African, how you doing?" "I ain't no African." "I'm sorry, you just look like me." And I thought, well, you know, I'm a revolutionary, so I always have propaganda. So I had a piece about Africa. I said, "Okay, you're not African, but why don't you read this about Africa?" "Read about Africa? What's that going to do for me? What's reading about Africa going to do for me? What's that going to do for me?" A student. Could you imagine a student saying, "I do not want to learn something"? Any student, all students, can make only one phrase in relationship to learning. "I want to learn everything there is to learn." And a student who comes from oppressed people must want to learn everything there is to learn, because the more you know, the better able you are to serve your people. We said the capitalist system will cut down on it. A few months ago, I was having a discussion in North Africa with some revolutionary forces outside of America. My job was to try to explain to them the forming of the mind of the capitalist system for people inside of the system. They have an understanding of its working, its military might, its political place, but not the effects it have. So I was trying to tell them how it cuts down the desire to acquire knowledge. They couldn't understand. I thought quickly. I said, "Oh, listen, we all live outside of America. Because of American imperialism, we have political destabilization in our countries. So today, a reactionary regime might take power. When a reactionary regime takes power, they burn all revolutionary books, they ban them. When a revolutionary regime takes power, they ban all reactionary materials." I said, "In America, they don't ban anything. All the books are in the library. Nobody reads them." "Nobody." "Nobody." "They're there, but they don't read them." "Tell you, they don't even read one book on Martin Luther King. How they can get to Karl Marx?" I don't know how they do it, you know, because I figure students, their first task and their first striving is to